Committee on Commerce and Tourism will now come to order. New sheriff in town today, Senator Latvella. Patty, please call the roll.
Senator Dieter, Senator Thompson, Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Latvella.
Here.
Senator Richter, Senator Ring.
Here.
Quorum present.
All right, thank you. Senator Thompson and Senator Richter excused from today's meeting. At the request of Senator Smith, Senate Bill 1344 is temporarily postponed. Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak to committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Tab number one, first up. You've spent a lot of time in this room this afternoon, Senator Abruzzo. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 1120. You recognize it. Explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have not left this podium for about 2 hours. So, Senate Bill 1120.
I hope you do better on this one.
We're making progress on all bills, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 1120 adds two additional products that will be regulated under Chapter 634. It's for the replacement of broken, lost, or stolen key fobs for cars and repairs or replacements of tires or wheels damaged by road hazards. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions to Senator Abruzzo? Senator Bean.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Just tell us why we need the bill. What happens if we don't pass it and why we need it?
Thank you. I promise you this has nothing to do with the gymnasiums. However, right now, we have to put in statute what is available under warranties, specifically for automobiles. And right now, key fobs and tires due to road hazard damage are not listed. So this is going to allow car dealerships and warranty companies to say, hey, you know, key fobs now, Senator, could be over $1,000 for a car. And offer them an additional protection. That's where we're headed with the bill, and that's why it's essential.
Mr. Other questions? Senator Ring.
So how does this have to do with who gets to use the bathroom?
Mr. Chairman.
No.
He's not going to allow that.
Other questions? All right. Do we have any appearance forms?
Yes, sir.
We have an appearance form. Tim Meenan, representing the Motor Vehicle Ancillary Products Association, to waive his time in support of the bill, right? All right. Thank you, Mr. Meenan. Any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Senator Abruzzo, to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I waive my close.
All right. Thank you. Senator Abruzzo, having closed, roll call on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1120, please.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvella?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Senator Ring? Yes. Senator Thompson? Senator Dieter?
All right. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you, Senator Abruzzo.
The other bill we have, do we have Senator Richter's aide here? Oh, okay. Aides can't get here on time. That's pretty.
Mr. Chair, pretty bad. Mr. Chairman, I've read the bill. I could
no. He's got aides that are here. Unless he made arrangements in advance. All right, we have a presentation by John Webb, the president of Florida Sports Foundation, on the foundation's programs.
Thank you, Senator. This is on.
Not yet.
How's that? Good. Thank you. I'll try to be quick and brief and answer some questions if I can. First of all, we are blessed to have a partnership with our 9 professional teams, and we do their specialty tags, soon to be 10. Hopefully the Orlando City soccer team gets their tag through this year. Those proceeds, we pay some to the royalties to the leagues. We also pay a percentage to the charities of each team, and the rest goes into a grant program that we administer for the 28 sports commissions and regions around the state for when they host events. We are Also responsible for the economic impact studies in the state. One is the overall sports industry economic impact and fishing and boating and golf and Major League Baseball spring training, and we try to update those as much as possible. We do work with the Economist, which was directed by Dr. Harper out of the Senate office, and EDR helps us a lot with making sure that we put together a formula that's good return on investment for the state on that. We try to update those as much as possible and as much as the budget allows. As a whole, most of y'all may realize, but our sports industry in the state of Florida is a $44 billion industry each year. About 3.5% of the state's gross product, and it brings in 13.3 million out-of-state visitors and international visitors each year, and creates right at 430,000 jobs for the state of Florida. Our grant programs, we got four different programs. One of them is for major grants like a Super Bowl or a Final Four or something like that that creates over $5 million. Our regional grant programs create over $500,000 of economic impact that's new impact out of state or international for your region. And then a small market and a rural grant program we put together about 4 years ago by the direction of the legislature to kind of impact some of our rural communities. We've added six different sports commissions from Santa Rosa, Columbia, and some of those various things. It's a very diverse state. You got some hotels that have 600 rooms, and you got some counties that have 250 hotel rooms. So kind of whatever makes work for them. Some of their tax collection is very low, and we do what we can to assist them to send the events to them in that way. Between the 28 sports commissions, they hosted about 3,100 events in the state of Florida last year. Of those 3,100, we did give grants to about 127 of those events. They're vetted by the local community. It is a performance-based grant, so after the fact, they turn in the post-event report that shows the impact and where the people came from and the hotel room nights, and is a great model for the state. Also, we do a sports industry conference meeting grant program that encourages events that have or conferences that have decision makers to bring it to Florida. Most of our sports commissions fly around the state and internationally to try to meet decision makers. So we host about eight of those a year. There may be one of them was ACES, which is the Association of Chief Executives of Sports that brings in all the CEOs of every association. So it may be the National Association of Collegiate Athletics. So all the conferences come in and meet, and we try to play some of their conference championships in the state of Florida, U.S. Sports Congress, and et cetera. So it's been very effective for us. Last year, we awarded 127 grants that brought in 660,000 out-of-state or international people to the state of Florida, created about $606 million in impact, which was new impact, and created $50 million in sales tax and tourist development tax for the communities. Those events range from a Major League Baseball All-Star game all the way down to an AAU youth swimming championship. We were blessed. Last year we did host the AAU volleyball championship in Orlando and worked with Visit Orlando and the Central Florida Sports Commission that broke the Guinness Book of World Records. Had 75,000 people, 2,400 teams that created 97,000 room nights to that destination. And it was a great return on investment for the state. We did the women's golf. NCAA Golf Championship in Sarasota, so it's really from Pensacola down to the Keys. We pretty much impact the entire state with that program. OPAGA actually did their evaluation and evaluated our grant program of being a 561 for every dollar return on investment for every dollar we invest. And we work with them when they give recommendations for any improvements. We do the best we can to kind of make sure that we're ensuring a good return on investment for the state. There are 28 sports commissions, and you can see they represent almost the entire state. That business has grown. It's been a very resilient business when it comes to the economy or a 9/11 or something like that. It seems like people will still get in a van to watch their kids participate in sporting events or come to games and et cetera. And most CBBs have added a sports marketing division to their community, and we've been very proud of it. We host an annual sports summit that's a two-day summit that we fly in about 25 decision makers, and they share bid opportunities with our 28 sports commissions. Last year, there were 80 events that were booked out of that one meeting. That tries to prevent them from flying around the country, and it seems like when we show off the state, we have much more success on that. In the year 2000, the legislature merged the Governor's Council on Fitness and Sports with the Florida Sports Foundation, which brought us the Senior Games and the Florida Sunshine State Games. Last year, we touched 20,000 seniors through 21 regional qualifiers, and we had 2,800 in our state championships that was hosted in Clearwater last year. They have 24 different sports. Some of them do it for just to stay active and an active lifestyle, and others are extremely competitive. We had a 91-year-old gentleman that participated in four sports, and just a picture of health, to be frankly honest with you. In addition, and you can see that's our regional qualifiers touch most of the state, and then of those 20,000 that participate, about 3,500 qualify for the state championships, and we brought in 2,800 to Clearwater, and then every other year there's a national championship that they qualify from our state to go to. The Sunshine State Games was also part of that merger. It provides opportunities for Florida youth from all demographics and skill levels to compete and participate professionally in a sports environment. We have 28 sports in there. We had 10,263 athletes that were part of that last year, and you can see some of them. We work very closely with the Department of Health and Dr. Armstrong on to fight obesity with our children, and we have an at-risk children's program that we actually give grants that they can't afford to go in different programs. It's an all skills level. There are several Olympians started in this program, Roy Jones Jr., Brian Lockheed. Some of those started, and a lot of them just are introduced to sports they don't have an opportunity to. It may be rowing, it could be archery, it could be things, and it's been one of the leaders in the state. The USOC gave us an award last year as a model program for the Senior Games and Sunshine State Games for outreach, and we're very proud of that. We also market and publish the Major League Baseball Spring Training Guide, and we have an app on it, and we do what we can to keep all the Major League Baseball spring training teams in Florida. I know we've had a lot of help from Senator Latvala and Senator Dietert on that in the past, and I think most of them are secure right now. We've got a couple we're still working with, but we do encourage you to attend the game and make sure that's a success. There's a little over 1 million people that attend the game every year of the 14 stadiums we have. We published the Florida Fishing Guide, right at 80,000 copies. 60,000 in addition to that are downloaded, and to encourage to come to Florida and enjoy our natural resources. That we work closely with FWC and Visit Florida to distribute them. We do the Florida Golf Guide, which we published 200,000 of those, and we actually outsource and are represented at 18 different golf shows internationally and nationally to kind of promote our golf courses in the state of Florida. And that is downloaded. About 250,000 of those were downloaded last year. And then finally, we publish a sports directory and venue guide that kind of highlights our venues to decision makers. So that goes out to anybody that has events and are looking for venues and has a contact people on there. That is pretty much in a nutshell our core missions that we do. I'm trying to keep y'all from staying here all afternoon, but I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. We do the best job we can of representing the entire industry. When they need something, we try to service them. And if there's a return on investment involved, our board, and you know, we want to do the best we can for the state to make sure you're getting bang for your buck. But I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Any questions for Mr. Webb? Any questions? John, you do a great job, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to go to tab number 3, which is committee substitute for Senate Bill 1386 by Senator Richter. Michael is here to present the bill on his behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1386 is intended to give consumers more options when purchasing pre-need life insurance. Pre-need life insurance is a product that is purchased to pay in advance for funeral expenses following the policyholder's death. As funeral services have evolved, oftentimes consumers want access to ancillary services provided by funeral homes and cemeteries, for example, a reception or a video tribute. The bill allows carriers to sell a policy with extra benefits, thereby providing consumers additional options to pay for services that currently may not be available before the lower statutory cap. It raises the current cap from $12,500 to $21,000, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Questions on Senator Richter's bill? Any questions? Do we have any appearance forms?
No,
sir. No appearance forms. Okay. Is there any debate? Okay. You're recognized to close on your bill.
Waive the close, sir.
All right. Then we ask the administrative assistant to call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1386.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Thompson? Senator Dieter?
By your bill, by your vote, the bill is recommended favorably.
Thank you.
I don't think we have any other business. Oh, we have an appointment. Okay. All right. We have an appointment for the Board of Directors of Enterprise Florida. Jesse Biter from Sarasota. He's not with us today. Is there anyone who has any questions or any debate on that nomination? Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senator Bean recommends confirmation. Patty, please call the roll.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Thompson? Senator Dieter?
Okay, by your vote, the confirmation of Mr. Biter is recommended favorably. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Senator Bean moves, we rise.